Controller Tom DiNapoli says the new normal for schools and local governments around the state is prolonged fiscal stress. He says a combination of rising health care and pension costs, reduced state aid, and the two-year-old property tax cap have all put the squeeze on municipalities.
The fiscal challenges confronting local communities are not a passing problem. And that's really one of the challenges facing our local officials who are here and local officials all across our state.
DiNapoli says 32,000 municipal jobs have been lost in New York since 2009. The controller says choosing bankruptcy or a financial control board imposed by the state are not good answers, but he admits there's no easy solution. He called on government leaders to make the same level of commitment and focus as during New York City's fiscal crisis back in the 1970s. He says consolidations and sharing services are necessary options, but he also recommends that state aid to localities be increased. He says raising the $715 million spent on aid to municipalities, or AIM, is small compared to the $50 billion spent on health care and education in the budget.
For example, even a 50% increase in AIM funding represents less than one-half of 1% of the state's operating budget. Certainly, though, do a lot to hold down local property taxes and help our localities across the state.
DiNapoli says in exchange for more money, though, the government leaders and school board should make public more of their financial information to voters. E.J. McMahon with the fiscally conservative think tank, the Empire Center, agrees.
One of the key shortcomings of all of our local budgeting practices now is that hardly any local governments or school districts in the state publish and regularly update a long-term financial plan. The problems the controller is calling attention to, I think very appropriately, are long-term problems.
McMahon says the controller has offered tools, including templates, for municipalities and schools, but many have not taken advantage of that. Meanwhile, Moody's has issued a warning about the pension stabilization plan approved in the recently enacted budget by Governor Cuomo and the legislature. Controller DiNapoli signed off on that plan. It allows local governments to amortize their costs for current pension payments over a 12-year period. It's similar to a plan put in place by the state controller 3 years ago. Governor Cuomo had originally sought a proposal that would allow local governments to pay off their present pension costs over a 20-year period. Moody's calls the plan a stopgap with long-term risks that could hurt the state's pension fund and possibly local government's credit ratings. DiNapoli says he hasn't seen Moody's comments, but he says he's not pushing the plan on schools and local governments. He says they should do it only as a last resort.
It was not meant to be an end-all and be-all. And in fact, as I said at the time we did the 2010 program, and I repeat it again with the 2013 program, local government should look very carefully before they choose to amortize.
And DiNapoli says local governments have the option of paying off the amortization plan early. The controller has also instituted what he calls an early warning system for local governments who potentially face financial crisis. He says his office has been monitoring the municipalities and will release its results in a few weeks. He predicts that for many, it will be a painful wake-up call. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.